Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Oh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Good morning and welcome, my friends. It is 8:07, time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. And ride my motorcycle. Happy, happy weekend. Here we are, my friends. And one of your top stories is John Bolton indicted. Classified documents involved. We'll get to that coming up on the show. But right now, I've got a very special guest in the studio, Bill Lewandowski. And he works for American Hometown Veteran Assist. That's a 501c3. And they're the ones that are really helping to organize the Bikers on Parade this year. Bill, good morning. How you doing?
Hey, it's good morning. Great, thank you.
It is it's great to see you, and I know you got your work cut out for you. This year's ride, and it's been going on how many years now? The Bikers on Parade.
I think at least 20 years.
Yeah.
Most on and off.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's changed hands, and it's a big responsibility, and so it's good that other people in the community kind of take charge of it for a while and always trying to improve it. And this is the 250th anniversary of a lot of our veteran-like organizations, you know, defending freedom since 1775. So it's going to be a very special ride. Tell me about these two different locations, and then everybody's going to meet in Suwanee County.
Yeah, so on November 8th, registration starts at 7:30 a.m. Starting point number one is AmVets Post 88, which is in between Archer and Bronson. It is 1050 Florida State 24.
It's right off the main road.
Right off the main road, right across from the Marathon.
There you go.
And then the other starting point is the Harley-Davidson dealership in Tallahassee. That's 1745 Capitol Circle, Northwest Tallahassee.
No, and one of the reasons you involved Tallahassee is because now American Hometown Veteran Assist, you're working with folks all the way up into Tallahassee, right?
Correct. For a number of years, we only stayed within 100 miles of Archer. Now we've expanded our territory, so we go from Ocala all the way up to essentially I-10 and then all the way west to Tallahassee.
So this is going to be exciting when it ends at Suwanee County Fairgrounds. You're going to have a big group of riders that are coming out of Archer, and you're also going to have a big group of riders coming out of Tallahassee. That's going to make it, I would think, pretty festive and a good time, right?
It should be, and it's all law enforcement escorted, so it should be a great ride.
Wow, and how many miles is it if you're riding from the AmVets? Have you figured that out yet?
70 miles from AmVets,
okay.
And 90 miles from Tallahassee.
All right. And so, rider, it's $25, but that gets you a shirt and a coin. Passenger, $15. If they want a shirt, it's an additional $10. And you're going to have this limited edition 250th anniversary commemorative coin, and that will be available for $20, right?
That's correct.
So what about food when everybody gets to the Suwanee County Fairgrounds, which if kickstands are up at 9:30, you're looking at, 11?
Yeah, so from Bronson area, we expect to be there about 11:15.
Okay.
And then from Tallahassee, probably around 11:30, we'll have multiple food trucks, we'll have beer, we'll have water available, we'll have a DJ, some other vendors will be there. And the nice thing about this year is that Suwanee County is allowing us to use their auditorium, which is right there in the fairgrounds. So we'll have a covered, air-conditioned place. If it rains, we're covered.
Yeah, I like that idea. So it is Saturday, November 8th, Bikers on Parade again this year. It has always been a blast. It is for a great cause, and it benefits American Hometown Veteran Assist. So, Bill, give me an example of the kind of work that you do.
So we provide emergency financial assistance to veterans in need. So an example of that is we had an elderly blind veteran. We helped pay his utility bill at GRU. There was a young lady in Tallahassee, a mom with three kids. We helped pay her back rent. We had another veteran in the Archer area. He had a car accident. We helped with his vehicle. So that's the type of things that we do that the VA just can't support.
Right. They can't cover all of those bases. That would be impossible. But that's why you're American Hometown Veteran Assist. It's a 501c3, so this all goes to a great organization. Once again, that's Saturday, November 8th. That's coming up. We forget. That's only a few weeks away. And I think it's going to be a fun ride. Instead of riding around the city or whatever, or even the county, to take it up to Suwanee, I think it's going to be different and fun. I think it's going to be a nice ride. But it's still law enforcement guiding the whole ride, so that means we don't have to stop at lights or anything, right?
That's correct.
Oh, I like that. All right. What else do you want the folks to know, Bill?
We're an all-volunteer organization. And we leave no brother or sister veteran behind. That's our goal.
And for more information on this, you can pre-register at ourahva.org. When I say our, O-U-R, so it's basically American Hometown Veteran Assist. So our. You know what you can do? We just checked it out, Bill. You could just Google Bikers on Parade 2025, and you're going to get Tallahassee Harley's going to pop up, Gainesville Harley's going to pop up, your Facebook page, you've got it on Facebook.
That's right.
Bikers on Parade. So, folks, the information is all out there. Get registered, and we're going to have some fun on Saturday, November 8th. Registration begins at 7:30, but kickstands up at 9:30, and it's going to be a fun ride up to the fairgrounds, and you got everything covered up there, so we don't have to worry about if there's any weather issues, if it's a little chilly, which never gets too chilly around here.
Last year it was very chilly. This year, hopefully, it's a little bit earlier this year, and it should be warmer.
All right. Well, Bill Lewandowski, we appreciate your hard work and what you do for veterans and what you're doing for Bikers on Parade. And we know it's going to be a big event again this year, so folks, don't put it off. Get the information that you need and get situated, and I'm sure it'll go smoothly and we'll have a lot of fun. Thank you, Bill Lewandowski. Appreciate it.
And thank you very much. We really appreciate the support.
It is my pleasure. It's the least we can do. So once again, you could just Google or search engine Bikers on Parade 2025, and it should pull up several sources that you can get your information from, and we can get you set up. And who knows? Who knows what the turnout's going to be? But in years past, it's usually been pretty strong.
Yes.
So we hope it is again this year. Bill Lewandowski, thanks again. Ride safe between now and then.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
All right. And you take care. Good morning. It's 8:14. It's the Bob Rose Show. John Bolton indicted. Classified documents. What's that all about? I'll share the information with you coming up next on 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. And it's Friday. It's 8:21, your time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. One of your top stories, John Bolton indicted. Classified documents. I'm going to get into that right now. Ace Frehley from Kiss. He passed away, 74. And the government shut down. 17 days now. Yep. And not an end in sight. Homecoming this weekend, University of Florida. So the homecoming parade is today at noon around University and 13th Street. So obviously there'll be some road closures. And then the big game is Saturday at 4:15. Gators take on a Mississippi State. It's going to be an interesting game. There's a lot of speculation about whether or not Billy Napier will have a job after this game, because next week is a bye week, so a lot of people are speculating that if the Gators are going to make a move, that might be the time that they do it. So we'll see about that. And Alachua County Public Schools are out today and Monday, and out just today is Bradford, Gilchrist County, Marion County. Yes, they are off today. Former White House National Security Advisor John Bolton was indicted yesterday on 18 counts related to the improper handling of classified materials. According to the indictment, 8 counts of transmission of national defense information, 10 counts of retention of national defense information. From on or about April 9th, 2018, through at least on or about August 22nd, 2025, Bolton abused his position as National Security Advisor by sharing more than 1,000 pages of information about his day-to-day activities as a National Security Advisor, including information relating to the national defense, which was classified up to the top secret level with 2 unauthorized individuals. Yep, individuals 1 and 2. That's how they're listed in the indictment. Bolton also unlawfully retained documents, writings, and notes relating to the national defense, including information classified up to top secret in his home, Montgomery County, Maryland. And the documents that Bolton transmitted were sent to two individuals unauthorized to view classified documents. Those documents, according to the indictment, revealed intelligence about future attacks by an adversarial group in another country, a liaison partner sharing sensitive information with U.S. intelligence community, and intelligence that a foreign adversary was planning a missile launch in the future. Also, a covert action in a foreign country that was related to sensitive intergovernmental actions. Sensitive sources and methods used to collect human intelligence, intelligence about an adversary's knowledge of planned U.S. actions. I mean, it goes on from there. I mean, the list just, it goes on. And, I don't think you'd have to be an expert to figure out that, yeah, this material sounds like some of it especially would be highly, highly sensitive. And John Bolton, no fan of Donald Trump's, even though he had appointed him. It turns out they didn't get along very well. And so it was even John Bolton who mentioned, like, Mar-a-Lago and then also Biden with the document thing. Yeah, he wasn't a very understanding or kind to either one. And as a national security advisor, yeah, that probably would be an area of sensitivity that, you know, there's classified documents possibly floating around. But for he himself to be a perpetrator of this, allegedly, you know, everybody gets their day or weeks in court, whatever the case may be. But yeah, that doesn't bode well. And, you know, they were very clear. The FBI wasn't Kash Patel, the director. He said the investigation revealed that John Bolton allegedly transmitted top secret information using personal online accounts and retained said documents in his house in direct violation of federal law, according to FBI Director Kash Patel. The case was based on meticulous work from dedicated career professionals at the FBI who followed the facts without fear or favor. Weaponization of justice will not be tolerated, and this FBI will stop at nothing to bring to justice anyone who threatens our national security. Attorney General Pam Bondi put out a statement, and in one of it she says there is one tier of justice for all Americans. Anyone who abuses a position of power and jeopardizes our national security will be held accountable. And then she said, no one is above the law. Bolton's Maryland home's been raided by FBI agents. That took place back in August. That was focused on classified documents that agents believe that Bolton possessed. So among some of the technology seized from Bolton's home were two iPhones, a red one with two camera lenses and a black one in a black case, and three computers, including a silver Dell laptop with cables and another Dell Precision Tower computer model. And another Dell computer. John Bolton, we'll have to see. I haven't seen a statement come out yet, but this is a story that we're going to hear more about for sure in the coming weeks ahead. Apparently, it made for maybe some pretty entertaining TV. The debate that occurred last night for the mayoral race in New York City. And you had Governor Andrew Cuomo, Republican Curtis Sliwa, and Zohran Mamdani on the stage. And apparently he had to backtrack. Mamdani did a little bit on his position about Hamas laying down arms. You know, he had a conversation, and I caught this with Martha McCallum, and, she asked him straight up, hey, should Hamas lay down their weapons and leave leadership in Gaza? And this is how he answered it. Quote, I don't really have opinions about the future of Hamas and Israel beyond the question of justice and safety. reiterating that both Hamas and the Israeli military should abide by international law. One group is the military of the nation of Israel. The other group is a known terrorist organization. I don't know how many acts of terror that would be in alliance with international law. What do you say to that, Mom Donnie? This guy, I'm telling you, not going to be good for New York. Shouldn't be in a position of power at all. 8:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Good morning. Welcome. We've got plenty more to talk about on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Another day in paradise. Yep, it's Friday, and we live in North Central Florida, and good golly, Miss Molly, this weather is going to be absolutely gorgeous. Hey, a lot more motorcycles on the road. Biketoberfest is taking place as we speak all the way through Sunday, Daytona area, but people like to travel around a little bit, see the sights, and they may wander into areas where you are traveling or living or whatever. Just keep an eye out. Look twice. Could save a biker's life. That'd be a good thing. All right. They had an old-timers game. You know how they get the old-timers together? They had an old-timers game last night. Yeah, they had Aaron Rodgers out there and Joe Flacco and Kenny Stabler and Roman Gabriel. They were all out there. Well, I picked out some old-timers, didn't I? Yeah, well, these guys' combined age is 115. But no, for real. And they both played very, very well. Yeah, Joe Flacco and Aaron Rodgers. So people were treated last night to a good game. I mean, I saw a little bit of it. Cincinnati Bengals snapped their three-game losing streak with a thrilling 33-31 win over the Steelers at home. Bengals desperate for a win, starting the season 2-0, are now 3-4, while the Steelers fall to 4-2 on the year. But some would say maybe they're a little past their primes. Aaron Rodgers and Joe Flacco, they both put on a show. Yep, Flacco with the Bengals. He was on fire. And Aaron Rodgers, he looked good, man. I saw him scampering around and stuff. These guys are not spring chickens. I mean, they're not old in traditional terms, but they certainly are aging up there in the football world, the NFL, where the average career only lasts about 3.5 years. Those guys are doing all right. And they must love it, right? They don't need to do it, most likely. But they must love it, so they continue to do it. Hey, speaking of football, Gators playing in the Swamp Saturday is homecoming. 4:15 kickoff against Mississippi State. And a lot of speculation. It's been going on for a while now. Billy Napier, will he make it? He'll make it to the game. He'll make it through the game. And then after that, his odds of staying employed with the Florida Gators will dwindle to not much. And then the speculation will, of course, be who is going to take his place. I'm a John Gruden fan. He coached the Raiders and the Bucks, and he had great success with both. He has worked with a lot of younger quarterbacks and stuff like that too. I think he'd be perfect. I think he's the kind of guy that knows how to lay out a strategy. He requires a discipline. He's a tough guy, but he's a funny guy too. He'd be much more entertaining at any of the press conferences than Billy Napier or probably many of the coaches of the past. But there you go. And that's all coming up Saturday, the homecoming game. Hey, the commander of the U.S. Southern Command, Southcom, he retired like all of a sudden, like abruptly. And people are looking at this wondering, well, what's really going on? Navy Admiral Alvin Holsey, he became the commander of Southcom in November of 24. And some are trying to say, hey, maybe this has to do with Trump and blowing up these narcotics boats off the coast of Venezuela. Maybe Holsey doesn't, he's not in agreement with that. And that's what, again, it's speculation. As the Trump administration has adopted an aggressive approach to address the flow of drugs into the U.S. and designated drug cartel groups like Tren de Aragua, Sinaloa, and other foreign terrorist organizations, the U.S. killed alleged drug traffickers on a boat, international waters near Venezuela. Well, actually, they believe, I think we're up to 6 right now. And recently, they believe there were survivors. Now, what condition they're in, whether they were picked up, what the exact deal is not known. But a U.S. military drone strike in the Caribbean on a drug smuggling vessel Thursday left 2 to 3 survivors, according to a U.S. official telling Fox News. The partially submerged vessel, described by the source as big, was operating in international waters when it was hit. The U.S. military launched search and rescue assets, including a rescue helicopter, but it's not clear if any of the survivors were rescued, and so they don't know the extent of the injuries, etc. So this is the first known incidence of survivors since the U.S. began its campaign of lethal strikes against suspected drug boats. So I haven't, I'll have to do some scanning, but I haven't seen any follow-ups on that yet, but I will, I'll check it out. And then DHS, they're going to invoke this $1,000 immigration fee. These are for migrants that were paroled in the U.S. You remember that? They had like a program, and the Biden administration was completely abusing it and letting everybody in under this program. They were completely unvetted, etc. Well, now they're talking about, and I believe they're going to do it, they're going to add this fee, $1,000 immigration fee, quote, to institute accountability and prevent rampant fraud of the parole system. It's supposed to strengthen oversight of the immigration parole system and deter its misuse. The Biden administration abused America's immigration system and turned parole into de facto amnesty, whereby allowing millions of unvetted illegal aliens into the U.S., no questions asked, to the detriment of all Americans. That statement coming from DHS Assistant Secretary Trisha McLaughlin. The Department of Homeland Security announced that this, would be a $1,000 immigration fee. Through the implementation of this new fee, President Trump and Secretary Noem are guaranteeing that foreign nationals who wish to stay here have skin in the game and do not exploit the system. This immigration parole fee notice is another tool to stop the degradation of our immigration system and restore law and order to our country. The fees are triggered once the grant is effective, not when a parole request is filed or a travel document is received. So the fee, $1,000, could be adjusted annually based on the Consumer Price Index. DHS said it will publish an annual notice in the Federal Register to announce any adjusted fees. The money will be collected by Customs and Border Protection, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, and Citizenship and Immigration Services. Huh. This move comes as the Trump administration continues its efforts to mass deport illegal migrants and reduce pathways for legal immigration, including the president's attempt to raise the fee for H-1B visa applications to $100,000 to prioritize American workers, which prompted a lawsuit from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Hey, you know that governor of Illinois? Apparently, he is a lucky dog. It's just come to light that he, I don't know, he's won $1.43 million in gambling winnings from Las Vegas. Yeah, they had to report their income. And he's already a billionaire, by the way. Billionaire Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker and his wife reportedly took home almost $10.7 million of taxable income last year, including about $1.43 million in gambling winnings from Vegas. The governor and the first lady earned more than three times their 2023 income, fueled by the gambling winnings, $4.2 million in capital gains, nearly $3.9 million in dividends, over $800,000 in taxable interest, according to the Chicago Sun-Times. A spokesperson for Pritzker's campaign said he had winnings and losses from a casino in Vegas. However, they did not specify which games he played or where he won. Pritzker is seeking a third term as governor and reportedly eyeing a presidential run, and he's worth an estimated $3.9 billion. Wow. Those hard-scrabble Democrats, you're just trying to squeak by, trying to look out for the working man and all that. Yeah. Those days have been gone for a while now. So he likes gambling. Huh. Interesting. It appears he also likes the free buffet as well. 8:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Happy Friday. Weekend's here. Still plenty to talk about. Coming your way next on 97.3 The Sky. Never miss a minute of the show. Just search The Bob Rose Show on your favorite app. Hit the follow button, and you can catch up on every episode, every hour, every highlight, whenever it works for you. Now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcast. Good morning and welcome. It is 8:51, 9 minutes till 9 o'clock. I'm Bob Rose. Thanks for hanging out with me this morning. It is going to be a gorgeous day. It's going to be a gorgeous weekend. So many activities going on. A KISS founding member, Ace Frehley, has died after suffering injuries from a fall last month. He was 74. He passed away peacefully, surrounded by family in Morristown, New Jersey, following a recent fall at his home. TMZ had reported earlier yesterday that Frehley was on life support after suffering from a brain bleed from a fall that he took a few weeks ago. He had to cancel his tour dates, and the outlet reported that his condition had not improved. Wow. He was a founding member of KISS alongside Gene Simmons, Paul Stanley, and Peter Criss. He was a member of the group from 73 until he left in 82. Then he embarked on a solo career. His band, Frehley's Comet, played for 4 years, 84 until 88, and he rejoined the group in 96 and was a member up until 2002. So Ace Frehley, rest in peace, passed away at the age of 74. Wow. I can remember like it was yesterday the first time that I heard, you know, rock and roll all night, party every day. That was a long time ago. I was like in junior high. All right. What else do we have going on here? Well, I mean, the top story is John Bolton indicted with the improper handling of classified documents. This will be interesting because, yeah, obviously he's a Republican. He served under Trump. Him and Trump did not see eye to eye. In fact, Trump just recently called him a bad guy. He's a bad guy. But I wonder if the left is going to come out and try to defend him, saying that, you know, Trump's weaponizing the government. That would be interesting. Yeah. And Trump's going after all of his enemies, even if they're Republicans. Well, he did have a few that were Republicans. I mean, his first term, yeah, I think he met with a lot of obstacles. And he hadn't been in Washington around there, so he didn't know. You know, the good guys, the bad guys, the users, the liars, the backstabbers. And that right there, that eliminates 80% of your friends in Washington, D.C. So there's that. This guy, it just continues to blow me away that this Zohran Mamdani, it looks by all accounts that he is going to be the next mayor of New York City. It is interesting, isn't it? He's a socialist, but he is going to be in the, you know, the world's greatest city, basically built on capitalism. And he's a socialist. And it looks like he's going to win. You know, there is a Republican in the race, Curtis Sliwa. And, you know, he was a long time involved with the, he started it. He was the founder of Guardian Angels. Remember that? Well, when I talked to a guy from New York, this is a random guy, anecdotal, you know, it was in an airport. And he just recently relocated to Florida. He wanted to get the heck out of New York. And I said, and this was a couple of months ago, I said, how can this people vote for this guy, Mamdani? He's bad news. He goes, yeah, he sure is. He goes, but what choices do they have? He said, you've got a failed governor in Andrew Cuomo. People don't trust him, he said. And I said, but what about that Curtis Sliwa? I've seen him on interviews and stuff. I thought he carried himself very well. And he said, yeah. He goes, with New Yorkers, though, he goes, I don't speak for everybody, but it kind of a thing about the Guardian Angels and, you know, him wearing that cap and, you know, that beret. And apparently he just, you know, doesn't really resonate in a positive way with a lot of people. I guess they don't take him seriously enough is what it is. But, and I know there's not a lot of Republicans in New York, but again, when you're given the three choices, I just have to wonder how easily it is to just completely overlook him. And I wonder if that's going to change. And I wonder if what would happen if Trump backed him, if Trump went in there and really backed him and really built this guy up and gave him a lot of kudos and, you know, almost tried to, like, reestablish to some point his identity. If he would have a chance. He's third in the polls. But, I mean, really, if you had to choose between the three, I know if I lived there, I'd be going with the guardian angel guy. Well, that's because I have a guardian angel. 9 o'clock stretch is coming up next on 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's search and inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.